next to Louise Story, finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. And Louise, this seems odd. One of the things that people are doing during these tough economic times is they're buying prepaid debit cards. Why are they doing that?
Well, it seems like it might be safer than credit cards. In fact, the slogan on one of these visas is safer than cash. But it turns out it's way more expensive than cash. It's really kind of a ripoff. Listen to this one. There's one called the McCash Prepaid MasterCard. Here are the fees. $9.95 activation fee, $1.75 ATM fee, 50 cents for every purchase, $4 every month. Oh, and if you don't use it for 60 days, $2 inactivity fee. So these are kind of a false assurance.
That's the highest interest rate I've ever heard of on a card.
Yes.
And a lot of the people who are purchasing these prepaid cards are of lower income. What are the higher income people doing with their money?
Well, something we saw yesterday is that gold futures shot up to $1,045 per ounce. That's highest it's ever been. We've been on this run-up in gold. And I got to tell you, there's people out there who are buying gold because they don't believe in the dollar anymore. They're nervous about it. I know someone who had a birthday a few weeks ago who was given a few thousand dollars in gold, and she's going to just hide it around her house. I can't tell you who she is because I don't want you to go to her house.
Right.
But, you know, they're nervous.
People what about nervous. These rumors yesterday that Saudi Arabia was maybe doing its oil transactions outside of dollars, which rattled the dollar? Any truth to that?
Well, for weeks, we've been seeing countries saying they may not use the dollar as their reserve currency. The leader of Brazil came out recently and said he'd like it if the BRIC nations could make their own reserve currency that they'd work together and trade in. And so if you see nations moving to some other currency than the dollar, it is going to devalue the dollar. And remember, part of what's going on here is we've got massive U.S. debt. Our market debt is more than $6 trillion now, and that's making regular people nervous and investors nervous and people, you know, who can scatter gold around their house nervous.
Is that a smart move? Is that what people, you know, is that a good idea to start collecting Krugerrands and hiding them in your potted plants?
Well, gold is a universal currency, and it's been recognized for thousands of years, right? But and I think it may be a little safer than these prepaid cards.
Right. And cheaper.
Well, which the Treasury is going to need soon enough with that debt that you were describing.
The prepaid cards,
yeah,
for
exactly.
Treasury.
Right. Louise Story is our finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.